squeezed out?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear bag ass?
No.
And if you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses, what would it come in?
A bottle.
Do you ever hear it called a stand?
No.
And what would flour come in if you bought it at the store?
A bag.
Made out of?
Paper.
What about the old-fashioned ones that would?
Sack.
Huh?
Sack.
What was that made out of? What do you think?
Cloth sack.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, some people refer to a paper bag as a paper sack, but if it's a bag proper, a bag is made out of paper, a sack is made out of some other type of material, like a cloth or... Mm-hmm.
How does it sound to you when people refer to what you call a bag as a sack? Does it sound country or does it...
Well, it sounds different from what I normally say, but I wouldn't say it sounds country because a lot of people use the word sack.
What's the thing that, that rough brown cloth bead would come in it, if you've ever been in a bead store, the bead used to, and potatoes used to be shipped in it. You know, that real rough...
Burlap.
What would you call a bag or sack made out of that?
I can't think of it, but I know what it is. It's called hot. I can't think of what it is, but I know what you're talking about. Is it hop sacking or something like that?
Okay, any other name?
That might not be the right name.
What's something that, a big wooden thing that pickles used to come in or a whole lot of flour would come in?
Keg, a barrel.
Okay.
Barrel of pickles.
What's the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Rim.
And what, you know those toys that came out that would be just a ring, they call it a hula?
Hoop.
Okay, talking about several of those on a barrel.
Hoops.
Huh?
Hoops.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg, what do you call the thing that you turn to get the liquid out?
Nozzle.
Okay. What about out in your yard? What you turn to?
Faucet.
And at the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
And do you ever use the term spigot?
No.
And if you're driving horses and you want them to go faster, you could hit them with a...
It's not a whip. I can't think of it. I know what it is, but I can't think of it.
What do you, when you're... driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Reins.
Huh?
Reins.
Okay. What about when you're riding on them? You still call it reins?
Yes.
You call it reins whether it's a wagon or...
I don't know.
Well, I'm just interested in, you know, what you would say.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with it.
When you're riding on a horse, your feet are in the...
stirrups.
Okay. And... what do you have to do to a horse before you can hitch him to a buggy or a wagon?
I don't know.
What do you call the stuff that you put on the
saddle?
Or for a wagon?
I don't know. Bridle.
Okay. And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to change the
bulb.
What would you call the amount of corn you could take to the mill at one time from the ground?
Bushel of corn.
Okay. Do you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
No.
And if you went out and got as much stove wood, say, as you could gather in your arms, you say you had an arm
full.
Huh?
Full.
Say the whole thing.
Arm full.